self, discovery of wealth, discovery of health, discovery of self, discovery of health, discovery of wealth, discovery of self, discovery of wealth, discovery of health, discovery of self.
I brushed it off, let it go, let it flow. I brushed it off, let it flow, let it roll. I brushed it off, let it go, let it roll. Let the universe know that I seek control. I brushed it off, let it go.
You're listening to KBOO, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Next up is Calculated Conversation with David and Ken.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Greenfield Peace Writing Scholarship Award Ceremony on Friday, April 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Celebration Tabernacle Church in Portland. The Greenfield Peace Writing Scholarship Award Ceremony features the 2019 high school student winners of the Greenfield Peace Writing Scholarship and keynote speaker Dr. Brian Gibbs, Vice President for the Equity and Inclusion at Oregon Health and Science University. This year's scholarship question was, how can you work against systemic racism to help make our world more healthy? Again, that's the Greenfield Peace Writing Scholarship Award Ceremony on Friday, April 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Celebration Tabernacle Church, 8131 North Denver Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO is looked up to very much by people all over the country.
Please join us on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for the KBOO Editathon. The Editathon helps us add missing information to the KBOO Archives Memory Bank. We need KBOO former volunteers, current volunteers, and listeners to identify content and programs of our historical archive. We'll be dealing with old audio, program guides, and more.
Was attracted by the story.
This event is open to the public. Again, that's the second KBOO Editathon on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. here at KBOO, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland.
And there was a great deal of commotion regarding this event.
More information can be found at kboo.fm/editathon2019.
Thank you so much for supporting KBOO during our recent spring membership drive.
Thank you.
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 We're really appreciative for all that you do to support your community radio station, KBOO Portland. Thanks.
KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
No facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express your
Hello, 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 wonderful listeners out there. This is the Calculated Conversation Radio Show, and we back in the house.
Hey.
Just like the kids when it get nighttime. Hey. What's happening? I'm your host, Dave.
And Ken Jones, who?
Yeah, and you got Ken. Donnie in the building, Donald Birch.
Whoa, Donald. Donald. That was powerful.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, Donald's our guest. He listens in and just kind of vibes off some of the words and some of the energy and stuff like that. So
yeah,
we glad to be back. You guys had a couple of, you know, it was a bye week for us, but, you know, last couple of weeks have been pre-recorded shows. And I think you got a double dose of the same show, I believe, for the last 2 weeks. Hopefully.
Bam.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully you didn't miss us too much. Man, what's happening, Ken?
Hey, a lot. I'm so mentally drained right in this moment.
I know, I can see.
it's good. Everything good. I'm on a nice little cloud of inspiration. You know what? I've been going crazy. I've been listening to Dedication by Waking Up every day.
Right.
Like, shout out to Nip, rest in peace. But yeah,
right.
That's been my motivation song. But I feel like any moment that I've been kind of having a moment of any kind of self doubt or any of that.
Yeah.
There's a couple of lines in that song that pop in my head.
Yeah.
Like almost as if it's just being pressed play. Like, remember. So that's been kind of dope. Again, I'm in a good space. I've just been over preparing, ready for opportunity to meet.
Right.
And that preparation.
Yes.
Turn that into something great.
Wait, what line was it? Was it the one that said, you wasting time if you don't find one? I mean,
it's what I was just saying. He was like, I'm tired of waiting. When does opportunity meet preparation? I'm the sum of all my sacrifices.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to see how I'm playing.
Yeah, he has some powerful lines in there, man. He's been going deep for a while.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all it is, ripping and running. I was looking forward to this, honestly, being able to kind of sit down.
Yeah, you too.
We
missed y'all, to be honest with you. You know, we miss coming on the show and being live and just being able to kind of unleash. I think we also get a relief when we come in here.
Right.
Yeah.
To talk about things that's been going on and things that affected us and, just where our mental state is and, how life is, transgressing for us.
Righteous. Right. And also want to make sure to stop right quick and give Donald an on-air happy birthday.
Thanks a lot,
so,
man.
Talking to this guy outside, I'm thinking this guy is 23, maybe 24. I was like, he's gonna surprise me and say 24.
Right.
And then found out how old he was and was like, what? Yeah. How?
How?
I feel like some people just get good sleep when they do sleep, and I might just not get good sleep because y'all be looking young.
Right. And he still got his hairline.
Right. All like fully. That's new growth up there. That ain't even that ain't the old. That's new growth.
Right. Like the headphones is laying like the headphones is laying like nicely in the middle of his hair, like a water hose laying in the grass. Anyway, we glad to be back, man. Again, we missed y'all. It's been a couple of weeks, but we definitely been busy, man. My plate is so full right now, and I just keep eating.
Hey, there you go, bro.
And they just keep putting stuff on it, man. Good. But it's like, I wouldn't know what else I would be doing if I didn't have a full plate. These are the things that people ask for.
Yeah,
like we always want to be involved in something, be able to. Have some energy going somewhere positive, not be stagnant, continue to build connections, network, grow, and succeed, and a lot of things is going good, and this is kind of what we ask for. And so you definitely got to be prepared for what you ask for, especially when you got your energy right, because if your energy's right, it's coming. Whatever you're asking for is on the way if your energy's consistent with that. And so you got to get ready for that,
That's a great way to kind of connect that. I was thinking about that and me and Donnie was talking about journals and stuff, and we talked about it on this show a lot,
right?
And thinking about how many times in my journal I've asked the question and rewritten it many times of where do all these things connect, where does it connect? Like, there's a lot of individual skills. And it's like, where does it all tie in?
Right.
What I mean? Right. Like, to put in position. It's like being good at this and being good and developing in this area. And it's like this great in a sense, but like, how does it connect to where all these things are being used?
Right.
And kind of seeing some of that stuff starting to happen.
Yeah.
And being like, oh.
Right.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay. Had to be a little more patient.
Right.
But making sure to ask the question.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it was. Oh, yeah. It was something that was on the mind. So mm-hmm. asking the question and starting to see the answer coming to fruition. Right? Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And even if it's not the full answer, things are revealing themselves enough for me to start kind of piecing it together.
Right. Yeah.
And that's huge.
It's all about process.
Right.
Because, exactly. you know, it brings, you know, the caterpillar isn't going to wake up tomorrow and become a butterfly. Mm-hmm. It has to go through the process yeah. of building, finding a place to build its cocoon.
Right.
And inside that cocoon is developing. It's developing right. the hidden characteristics that it needs to become what it's destined to become,
right.
which is a butterfly. So it takes patience and process.
And breaking yourself down to the core.
Right. Yeah.
And it's inside of that cocoon, real swishy.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah.
And a lot of faith, man.
Yes, know? Faith. Yeah. Oh, yeah, bro.
Faith is the one thing I think that's separate. I think faith is what can help you manage your energy to the maximum.
Yeah, I best believe it. Yeah.
You know, the minute you get, you know, too pushy with what you right. want, the minute you get impatient, the minute you get frustrated because it don't happen when you want it to,
right.
it's the minute you lose your full connection, you know, with the universe.
Right.
Because they don't tell you when. You don't,
no, it doesn't.
And the thing is, you don't need to know when.
You don't need to know. We just talked about the on cam.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
you don't need to know when, you know, and that's the importance of having faith, you know,
yes.
And putting your all into something bigger and understanding it's bigger than what you want and when you want it. You
right.
know, you just decide what your goals are and where you see yourself, and you continue to put effort and energy towards that, you know,
right.
and in due time, when the universe decides that you've been consistent enough and you've been loyal enough and
right.
faithful enough.
Yes.
You know, and then they show you signs,
right.
you know, that show you that, you know, okay, well, you know, like just like a street sign, you know,
right.
you know,
right.
so-and-so coming up right now,
right.
you know, energy coming
yes.
up on exit
right.
five,
there
you
go.
Know,
yeah.
happiness is coming on exit six.
Yes.
You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Exactly,
so you know you're kind of getting close to it, you know, and I think it's very important to relax,
yeah.
not rush it, you
right.
know, don't get too irritated, you know, and let the process unfold and realize that, you know, I have these conversations often, man, you know, with a lot of people I deal with, and it's like there is no easy route. There is no shortcut.
There's no shortcut.
And that's the thing.
There's no shortcut.
And that's the whole thing about, you know, this whole success thing and goal, having goals and, you know, having faith and vibing,
yeah.
you know, and being your best, the best version of yourself. Is realizing there ain't no shortcut. You know, there's certain things that you're gonna have to do that's gonna be extremely uncomfortable,
yes.
extremely inconvenient,
right.
extremely untimely,
mm-hmm.
extremely frustrating, extremely
yes.
confusing.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you still have to know that it's gonna work out and all this is a small part of a bigger picture.
Yes.
Right.
You know, what the universe is doing is deciding how bad you want it.
Right.
You know, do you really want it? Do you really want to work for
yes.
it? Or do you just say you want it? And the minute you reach a little bit of resistance, you're like, this is too much. I'm frustrated.
right. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be easier than this.
No.
You know,
no.
And that's how they separate,
right.
you know, who really shines, you know, and who really just kind of stays dim. You
right.
know, in this world, you know. And so that's a big part of it, man. The patience, I just...
Yes.
Patience is what... I mean, having patience will stop you from getting angry in a lot of
yes.
circumstances.
Right.
You know what? I would get mad, but I'm just going to wait and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of... That could solve a lot of problems, man.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not... you know, it's not uncommon, you know, for things to naturally work themselves out with a little bit of time, you know. I mean, there's certain problems that only time can resolve.
Exactly.
And that's what a lot
yeah.
of people don't understand. They don't want to wait on time.
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and when you forget about time, you know, you forget about the grind and you forget about the long-term picture and the goals in the future, you
right.
know. And so.
Yeah,
that's good, man. So true.
But, you know, other than that, man, things is going amazing still. Like, it looks like we all still happy.
We all still
vibing.
Yes.
We all still smiling and we all still making advances, man.
Right.
There's so many amazing yes. things going on right now. Like, I can't even deal. But again, it's really, really controlling the information that comes in your mind and being able to process that properly. a lot of people's issues, the fact that information comes in their head and they don't know how to process it properly.
You know, like you have
to take it for what it is, as opposed to for what you think it is or what you think it should be.
It should be, right, exactly.
You know, you got to understand the facts, you know. Facts and truth is one of the things that give you accurate information. And you must realize you don't have to like the information.
Mm.
You just have to know that it's factual and that it's usable.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, and with all the sugarcoating going on, you know, is when people do things like that and they kind of circumvent the truth to make people feel good, well, they're keeping facts away. Yeah. They're keeping real information away. And you are feeding people with information that they can't use.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
They can't use that. So that's not helpful. You know what I mean? So anybody really in tune with themselves and you know, trying to tap in into their, you know, their higher self, and also trying to, you know, continue to motivate, inspire, and push people around them, they struggle with misleading people. They struggle with, you know, lying. I mean, because it just naturally doesn't feel good.
Right.
When your energy's on point, you just don't really want to lie about nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we live in this world where, you know, where often, you know, we're told that if you're too honest, too truthful, that you're creating issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is obviously why a lot of people that speak a lot of truth get, you know, they get
vilified.
Publicly vilified and embarrassed and, you know, try to, you know, whatever. But, you know, but even then, it's like we got to get past that. And, you know, we got to really become comfortable with truth. Painful truth is important.
Yeah. Right.
You know, painful truth is what's going on. So it's going to propel you mentally into really understanding where exactly you are at in the world as opposed to where you're supposed to be. And it's going to help you highlight that, you know, that high road, you know, to be able to see. It's going to illuminate your road for you when you, like, the truth can illuminate certain pathways for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
it's just facts.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, like when you look, when you're looking at your Google Maps, it's just giving you facts.
Right.
Google isn't doing nothing for you,
it's not,
but telling you the truth.
Yeah. So true.
Mostly unless they tell you to drive off a bridge, which they've done.
Right.
They've done that before. But other than that, but normally Google don't, they don't, it's not like they really have a brain. They just have a formula that they abide by and it's based off of fact. Google really can't lie to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, unless it is programmed wrong, but other than that, it has to tell you the truth. Mm. When it tells you the truth, you open up your phone and you see a highlight of truth.
Yes.
From where you are to where you're going.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
That's just a pathway to truth.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and I feel like that's sort of a, you know, sort of an example of how it is when people operate in the same way as humans, you know what I mean? Like, you really just want to, I mean, yeah, I know the pathway, I know that you might have to go under a bridge or you might have to go through a rough neighborhood.
Right, of course,
I know Google gonna make you drive past the police station at 3 a.m, you know, but in the end, that's the actual road to where you're going.
Yeah,
so you got to decide.
Exactly.
Now, y'all got to start using Waze.
I know about Waze.
The alternate routes.
Right, but it's still going to lead you to your destination.
You know, I think that something you pointed out was about earlier, as far as like not having the shortcuts.
Hmm.
And I do believe that 100%. And one of the things that's funny about that is the amount of times I take the stairs when there's an elevator right there.
Yes.
And people point that out all the time.
Right.
And I feel like the time it takes to press the elevator, wait for the elevator, get on the elevator, wait for the door to close, and go up, a little bit more effort of moving your legs up and down, and you're already up that to the next floor or two floors up.
Right, right.
And today, walking in one of the buildings I was at, it was that same thing. And realizing that I didn't see anybody that entire time there on the elevator, using the elevator. Like, everybody was taking the stairs. And I also noticed that it seemed like most of these people were pretty successful in whatever they were doing in life. And that was a connection that I made in that moment. But again, this just being a thing that I know I've done since forever. There's also a writing on the ground at one of the medical centers, and it's right where the elevator's at, and it's a staircase, and there's a thing that says, why not take the stairs? Like right on right. the path to go into the elevator.
What?
And the stairs there is right there. And so seeing that, that's always stayed in my mind. I saw that maybe 5 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that just, it stuck with me. And it's that idea, right. like, why not? Because it's a little bit more work.
Yeah.
That work is worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And to keep you from being idle. And it's easy, right. like, okay, yeah, you can hop on here, and there are ways, I do believe, like, you know, you build in the right type of network mm-hmm. and so on to be able to move yourself and put yourself in position for certain things.
Right.
But trying to take the quick route, you know, we live in an age where doing the most reckless thing that you can do on video or, you know, photos of something in order to get your name mentioned a few times, right. and then that's it.
Yeah.
Right? That's right. the idea of fame or celebrity or, right. you know, whatever yes. it is. And knowing that we live in a time where attention is currency, so right, people were seeking right. currency
right.
in the form of attention, which to me don't make no sense,
right.
you know, but for them it makes perfect sense. But the thing that they're willing to do, the things that they're willing to do in that case for that little moment, instead of working hard and actually going the mm-hmm. route of building something that's sustainable,
right.
they're doing something that's going to work for that moment. And right. we talked about prior on this show is the idea of living from a place of scarcity,
mm-hmm.
right? And
yeah.
when you're moving based off of scarcity, you move different than when you're thinking of abundance, when you're thinking of that long-term path.
Right.
Because right. most of the time with in scarcity, that's I'm just thinking of tonight. Right. So I'm thinking of tonight's food as opposed to being able to eat for a week.
Right.
Right? So yeah. I'm making these moves solely thinking about this next meal.
Yeah.
Right? When I could be taking a few more minutes to think a little bit deeper and figure out how to feed myself and my family for the next week.
Right.
Yeah. And that's something yeah. that the shortcut in it.
Yeah.
The shortcut right. trying right. to set up a long-term anything usually doesn't work. Of course, you're always going to have anomalies. You're always going to have exceptions to every rule.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then connecting that to with the first idea of faith, where it's like, you know, I know he had mentioned something and I'm like, I wanted to add to that. It's like your frustrations and your questioning and challenging, that part of stuff is natural. But then the faith kicks in
right.
and reminds you that that's what's overpowering. That's why yes. the faith keeps pulling you through. When
yeah.
you have those moments, that's what the faith is for.
That's so true.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
if the idea, like, I think we all want to be at a level of just, whatever. And we're still humans. We still have so many things that are just triggered by ways we don't even understand even. You know what I
right.
mean? Like, it's certain yeah. things. I was thinking today, I smelled a cologne, and I was like, why did, like this is probably, it probably smells good, but this makes me think of, like, a retirement home. Like, that's what
yeah.
I smelled, right?
Right, yeah.
And so that could have, and whoever, the only people in that area were in my age bracket, but it's this idea, like, that's
right.
what I'm tying that to, right?
Yeah.
yeah. I'm tying, so, but it's just getting an understanding that pushing through what's for you is going to be for you
right.
if that's what you actually believe.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
If that's what you actually believe. Will you have doubt? Yes, in moments,
right,
because
of course.
As
yeah, it happens.
Pointed out, it's there's tests that are going to come up to see if this is really what you're for.
Yeah,
if this is really about, like, a test. This is done in almost every field I can think of. There's obstacles set up to really. That's why they test.
Right.
I mean, to
yeah,
make sure that you're about this and that you know these things. You have yeah. this belief, and having that faith is just that reminder.
Okay.
It's that constant reminder mm-hmm. that, okay, cool, I'm in this moment. Okay, I got bopped down. This didn't work out. Okay, cool. But I know that at the end of the day, this is where it's at, because
yeah.
that's what in my head, that's what I have visualized
mm-hmm.
as a part of my future, as a part of what the plan is.
Right.
Or goal. Let me just say
yeah,
that. You know,
yeah,
you can put it plan, goal, interchange it how you want. But the idea that staying and sticking, understanding your why, I feel like your why and your faith, like, very close.
Right.
This is a reminder in one way. This is a reminder that it is all possible. So
right.
it's this is possible. This is why I'm going to make it possible.
Right.
Got those on each
yes.
side of the scale. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Man, powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
It's powerful, you know? Yeah. And taking the stairs of success or life or your purpose is amazing to me because if you take the quick route, see, I visualize that as being instant gratifications.
Yeah.
Because instant gratifications is only temporary, is only short term. So you take the steps, each step is going to grow and develop you,
right,
you know, into your success, into right, your dreams, into yeah, your talents, into your creativity,
right,
you know.
It's like the idea that things that you get for free or you get gifted, people typically don't take care of them as good as things they paid for,
right,
out of their pocket.
That's true.
You know what yeah, I mean? Like, typically, if you had to save up to get this thing, you're going to treat it a lot better than it just being handed over.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a different type That's of attachment. True. It's the work that went into it. And then also, with taking the stairs, there's a thing that if you just walked up this crazy staircase, mm-hmm, right? And this isn't like the four steps in front of the house, and right?
Oh,
this,
no, of course not.
You're taking
not,
the real stairs.
The real like stairs.
Somewhere.
Three flights.
And you get up to the top of this thing, you're going to remember, right? That's, yeah, that's going to be a thought. And going up that amount of stairs, you're going to like notice little things, right? Mm-hmm. These stairs are short, so you got to be careful right, how you step. They're long, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
So you have something. So when you get to the top of those stairs, you can talk to somebody else about what to watch out for,
right,
going yeah, up those same go, set of yeah, stairs.
Yeah.
You know when coming down, be a little careful, but you can help somebody back up those stairs. Right. So it's having to kind of take that in with it too.
Yeah.
Understanding that taking that route, you're able to look out. Like what we were talking about outside, I'd much rather take somebody, the person that comes into something and just has natural talent, like right, that's great. You got yeah, you got a natural talent, but I'd much rather take the person that got to that level because they had to work at it. Because yeah, the person with natural talent doesn't know how to count when something doesn't go right. They don't know how to figure it out because they haven't had the challenge of continual failure.
Right.
And having to keep going back right into it, having to keep reimagining their steps, having to put it right, back together, having to fall down, get up, and figure out what's going to work best, what is going right, to work here, as opposed to somebody that is just there. And the meltdown that they have, as opposed to re-strategizing and figuring out a different way to come back into this,
right,
they're probably going to give up.
Right, yeah, you know of what course, I mean? Yeah.
Because it's just not working out. It's always worked out. Why isn't it working out this time?
Exactly.
I don't even know.
Right.
And they're out of there. So
yes, again, they're out of there.
I'll take that any day of the week.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course.
Any day.
Because, yeah, because to me, I look at failure as practice.
Right.
It just practice.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
You know?
Reframe it.
Exactly. Reframe it.
You didn't fail. You practice.
You practice, yep. And you go back to that drawing board. You create another strategy, right, another creative solution.
Right.
You know, and go back up and go for it again.
And I think there's power, too, in taking those practice runs.
Right.
And mapping those out.
Yes.
Like taking some time to really sit down and write out what you think went well,
yeah,
what went not as good as you wanted,
right,
not as good yeah, as intended, and use that as your measurable.
Right.
Because the thing that happens is, let's say you've got a criteria and it's these five things set up. The first one you went through, you hit on two of them, you missed on the other three. On the other three, you figured the other combo. By the third time, fourth time, you can start figuring, okay, I got this dialed, now I need to just tweak this one. Now I need to right, tweak this one. I mean, by the fifth time, you'll have all the tweaks in place.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
So
but you
true,
also have something to look back on. It's the same with a journal, being able to look back and see where you were at mentally this time last year, the year before.
Right.
What
yes,
type of thoughts did you have and how can you develop on those prior thoughts?
Right.
Or just being able to look back and just seeing actually how you did develop in that amount of time.
Right.
There's so much into putting stuff down on paper so you're not just trying to recollect what happened before, because the right, brain has this crazy way of adding right, and taking stuff away
right,
and creating almost a new story that's either more in sync or way further from the truth
right,
than
yeah,
what it was to begin with.
So
you know
true,
what I mean? So
right,
putting stuff down. And I mean, if it's that important to you, I had a moment yesterday. I had a video playing in the background on YouTube. You know, I started jumping around, but it was doing, it was getting into accounting. And it was a whole spiel about accounting. And what threw me off a little bit is it was talking about tracking every single purchase you make, right?
Dang.
And I was like, absolutely not. But then that follow-up of, there's people doing this and have a really well-balanced checkbook. They stick to a budget pretty good. And they're able to plan for things.
Yeah.
They're able to put money away a certain way because they've right, already planned and mapped this money out. So those little quick $7 slides and, you know, mm-hmm, $8 swipes, that
right,
stuff adds up without you really even thinking about it. And
right,
next thing
course,
you know, you just spent yeah, $180
That's
on
so
7-Eleven runs,
right,
pantry runs, and don't even understand why nothing is being saved up. And it was one of those moments of, that's just because that was some work.
Right.
But those people, they're actually writing stuff down so they can reference back instead of trying to remember 4 days ago that I spend, they're able just to open that checkbook and be like, oh, or that notepad, whatever they're keeping the notes in. And see, that's something to be able to reference back. And why not do that with self? Why not self-check, exactly. Write down notes about self, behaviors, so on, putting that stuff down. Right. Or again, the idea of a situation you went in and you were practicing. Because we're changing failure to practicing.
Right,
And you had a practice run. But being able to really sit down, coaches do it. They watch plays back.
Yeah, of course.
Players, you know, great athletes, watch their plays back and see what could have been done. Next time I run that route, what can I do to make that different this next time?
Right.
These things can be applied. Another piece of the conversation we were having outside that had to do with the idea of we all have a phone bill. We pay a phone bill. We sign off on a contract. We make a promise to a phone company to pay them by this date every single month.
Right.
Most of the people I know, phone bill, the phone don't be off.
Mm-hmm.
Their phone is on every month, meaning they're following through on that promise that they made to a phone company.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How often are promises being made to self that are being followed through, like you following through on the promise of the phone company?
Right.
And that's some of those things that, you know, take into account. And again, I'm throwing this out there because this is the same question I'd be asking myself.
Right. Yeah. No, it's
like,
good. Yes.
Like, why am I not following through the way I'm following through on all these others? I ain't paid a bill late in almost 6 years. But I've definitely paid myself late quite a few times.
You know what I mean? It makes sense, bro.
I think that comes from the mindset that we can always handle self later.
Yep.
You know, and I think that's part of why a lot of us don't eat healthy, why a lot of us don't exercise, why we don't take care of some of our relationships and, you know, some of our personal commitments and goals. We think we always gonna have time.
Right,
You know, and the life has proven over and over again that we don't have time like that, you know. Right. And so we kind of definitely got to be proactive. And, you know, I think, you know, like I know I work myself kind of to death a little bit, you know, but I feel like deep down that's probably my reason for doing that. Like I kind of realized I know that it's short. You know, and I know that the time that I have to make an influence in this world and to leave it a tad bit better than I found it is short, you know. And I don't want to misrepresent the amount of the time that I actually have, you know. And so a lot of that is the reason, I think, why I just say, you know what, just get out and handle it. But, you know, and the thing is, but like Ken said, you still got to take time out for self,
man.
You know, in the midst of doing that, you know, and so that's something I think people that, you know, stay continuously pleasing everybody else, phone companies,
that's true.
People, and you know, sometimes you just got to please yourself, you know, and take a break, and you know, which I've been working on, you know, like trying to find my time, my moments of down, you know, and just kind of staying away from things that are moving too fast.
Right. Pew! That's good. You know? That's good.
So, you know, it's a wonderful thing. Before I forget, remember we had Calculated Conversation Radio Show on Facebook. So make sure you follow us on the socials. Twitter at Calculated Talk, IG at Calculated Conversation, Gmail, calculatedconversation@gmail.com. And the website is www.calculatedconversation.com. And if you want to call in, please do. It's 503-231-8187. We would definitely love to rap with you, touch bases with you. Let us know what you're going through or what you like about the show or dislike or what you'd like to see more of or less of. Also, a big, even more important announcement is our first year anniversary party is this Friday. So you won't get to talk to us on air before Friday. So you can't forget. You got to set a calendar alert for yourself. It's 7 o'clock this Friday at the Mingo Lounge. It's not going to be all night. You know, the main idea is to really just, I really just want to connect with some of the people that be listening. Because I feel like a lot of y'all don't call us like you should be. And, you know, every now and then, you know, people do contact us, you know, but I think more people, you know, don't contact us than the ones that do. And so it'll be nice to just kind of see who's listening and, you know, give us a chance to connect on a more personal level. The main goal is to really just come together. We want to just talk about, you know, we're going to do a live you know, we're going to do kind of a live session, not a real radio session, but more or less just kind of a, I think, a breakdown session of the show. And we want to get, you know, the audience involved a little bit with more questions and more ideas and more conversation. But the goal in the beginning is to just kind of talk about how the show got started, Mm-hmm. You know, we want to kind of talk about some of the challenges we've had with the show. We want to talk about a lot of the successes we've had with the show. I've been going through a lot of our shows today because we definitely want to highlight some of our favorite shows, our favorite episodes, and favorite guests. We had a lot of them. It was super hard to choose from, though, man. We had a lot of, yeah. Like, we've had probably about, man. Probably going on 60 shows by now.
Or maybe, dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot. And I don't remember one bad show.
Nah. That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Right? Yeah. I mean, some was real powerful, some was more amazing than others, but all of them were good. So, and we had some great, great interviews, man. And so it was really hard to choose. And so, but we definitely want to highlight just some that stood out, just so people can also know what affects us being in here and the things that kind of excite us about the show and about people calling, which is why we like to have more guests and more callers get in touch with us.
Righteous.
You know, also we're going to talk about the direction of the show, where we see it, what we want to do with it. Mm-hmm. And then we want to open the forum up for questions and just comments. If people want to talk to us directly, shake a hand, or just kind of let us know in person how you feel, you know. And in the end, I think we just want to mingle, have a couple cocktails.
Hey, there we go,
toast up, right. You know. And just say, and more than anything, I think just say thank you to everybody that's been faithfully listening.
Yes, that's the part.
That's the main thing. Yeah. And that's why, I mean, we really don't. I mean, we talk to you guys every day. I mean, every Tuesday on air. And so, I mean, it's not like you guys don't get a chance to hear us, but we don't really get a chance to hear you all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. And we definitely want to say thank you in person because it definitely means a lot for those who take their time to actually listen. And especially the ones that give us feedback, man, because I think the feedback is what drives us the most, because it lets us know that we kind of right in the right place as far as what we doing with our time and what we doing with our energy, you know, because this is nothing we have to do, you know. We just really choose to do it. We really passionate about it, and we definitely want to know that it's making some ripples out there, you know, in the community where people are actually able to connect with information and, you know, be able to apply it to certain areas of their life, or at least just appreciate hearing something different or something broke down, you know.
Yeah.
And so we would love for you guys to come again. It's this Friday in 3 days, 7:00. We're not gonna keep you all night, but we're gonna talk about this stuff in person, man. And we want to get a chance to shake everybody's hand and say thank you. So
appreciation.
Most definitely.
That's where it's at. Make sure to
it's a celebration.
Hey.
Oh, you saw me finna get started?
I'm about to go.
Yes. So again, our phone number is 503-231-8187, man. We definitely looking forward to hearing from you guys. So tap in.
You know, I'm looking forward there was a right quick. I want to make a quick shout out, DJ Am and Morgan.
Oh yeah,
they just opened up. I know Am has a co-op space. They just opened out in Beaverton, where it has a fitness setup. And I know they're gonna kill me because I'm trying to think of the name of it. I have the logo in my head, but anyways, I'll get that to you guys. But it's a fitness spot, right? But they've also got a room set up for DJ lessons. He's going to do DJ lessons, and then there's another room they've set up for podcasting. So they're teaching courses on these, but then also having a space if you want to come put together a mix or you need to record a show there.
Oh, that's dope.
And the space is dope.
That's dope.
Wow.
I like that.
Yeah. Look at the energy.
Yeah.
I like that. Craig,
I was just contacted not even a few hours ago by a young lady who was like, I want to get a podcast started. I don't know where to go. I was like, dang, that's a good question, because like, I don't do a podcast. We do a live show. And I was like, I from what I understand, they do a lot of them from at home. They make a nice room in their home, you know. And But dang, I like that,
man.
Like,
it's creative. Clutch. I walked through there like, ooh. It had the big table. That's what I was like, the table we be using for the podcast at my house. It's a cool like picnic table size joint, but this is one of them big executive tables.
Right.
And it's like six mics mounted to the table and everything. Ooh, and dang. Got a whole mixer set up over it. Like it's nice. Right? Oh, this isn't some dope. They put some thought into this, and it's a vibe though. Like when you walk in there, the artwork, the lighting, it's a definitely a vibe. And then a big back area for them to do their fitness program stuff out there. I'm gonna get the information and make sure that on this next show I'm gonna make a note of that now to get the information so I can plug it the right way.
Yeah, that'll be nice. And also just for the listeners, you know, we working on the plan. We don't want to get super excited yet, but we definitely working on the plan. We want the Calculated Conversation show to be more visual. And so we have plans of organizing it into a live kind of talk show where the microphones ain't all in our face, where you can actually see us. we're still gonna do this every week as well, you know. But we know that visuals kind of is like currency.
Yeah, right, we was talking about.
And so we definitely want to give you guys a chance to actually get the visual of you know our motions, our energies, our visuals, our physics, our guests, our everything that involves like having a great conversation, because it's a lot more than just a voice, you know. It's so much deeper than that. So
so I want to jump back in. You guys don't have to wait till next week. JJT Studios,
yes.
Home of the Tribe Called Sweat. And it's at 7725 Southwest Nimbus Avenue, Beaverton, Oregon, 97008.
Ooh, I live by there too.
Yeah, that's right. And so it's actually JJTstudios.com. You can check that out and get some more information. You out on that side of town or not, you just want to support, pull up, great people, just something awesome to get behind. And help to be a part of its blossoming.
Right.
Yeah.
Life is a marathon. Never forget that.
Man.
Right.
Just keep pushing your peoples. Keep pushing your peoples.
Life is a marathon, man. You know. Again, I just get overwhelmed sometimes because like I see that a lot of people don't really understand the power that they have, you know? And I always say this, man, I ain't saying nothing new, but I just feel like saying it again.
No, it's good.
You know, the power that we have is literally is extremely strong,
it's
man.
It's strong, yes.
You know, it will do it.
Yeah,
you know, it will get us where we want to go.
Exactly.
And so many people have this idea that their power should be delegated to external sources.
Right.
And these external sources, this is only good if these external sources have your best interest in mind.
Right.
You know, history has proven that the average person, their main interest is in what affects them. You know what I mean? And what affects their lives or what's close and dear to them. So if you're not a person that's close and dear to these, you know, these external influences, and then whatever they do, it may not reflect how you feel or what you need out of life. And this is what's frustrating people the most. The main reason why people are frustrated is because somebody didn't do what they thought they should do, you know, and that's just breaking it down. It doesn't matter if it's at work or a relationship or a stranger or just a cutoff in traffic. You know what I mean? Like, whatever the case is, most of us are frustrated because somebody didn't do what we felt like they should do at the time. And you have to consider the amount of power that you're giving to somebody externally who really could not care less about how you feel about anything. So how can they have that much power?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we have to realize that we have to hold on to this power. We have to keep it. We have to take it, man. You know, you're not allowed to distribute that unevenly throughout the universe to people who don't reflect your best interest, because you always subject to whatever they going on in their life. So if their life is bad, your life is bad.
You
know what I mean? And people always refuse to understand that philosophy and that concept. And it looks simple, but you know, it's probably a little bit more complicated than we think, because of the fact that humans are emotional. you know, and we love and we love hard, and a lot of times we love wrong.
Right.
You know, and society has given us no real recourse for loving wrong. You know, and that's part of the reason why I feel like we have to have these conversations and these shows like this have to take place, because, you know, all love ain't good love, you know, and some of it is not even relevant to you personally, you know, but you take it that way, you know, and you hold on to it and you let it affect how you feel about you in your life.
Right.
And now you feel like your life is in shambles because something happened out there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
External, yeah, in the exterior. You know what I'm saying?
Something happened out there.
Yeah, and you've invited it.
You know, and so a human being, you know, under the strict codes and loyalty to their own energy management,
right,
their own energy, a lot of things could happen around them that they still won't be affected by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when the power is internal, what goes on around you,
right,
is not as influential,
right,
as it was, because you don't depend on what's around you.
You don't, yeah.
What you dependent on is what you control.
Exactly.
And that's your mind.
Yeah.
You know, your that's your vibes. That's your right. mental state. Right. That's your happiness.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so in certain circumstances, we can create an exchange of power. And what I mean by an equal exchange of power, what I mean by that is, it don't mean don't love people. It don't mean don't, you know, don't put people in a position to affect you. What it means is, if you're going to exchange power with somebody, make sure the exchange is mutual.
Right.
Because the main goal of everybody is what? To be, make sure that they taking care of, making sure they're happy.
Yeah.
And that their vibes is right. Right. You know, that's what we all want.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah,
again, exactly. Again, too many people distribute that power externally and they never get what they want because they can't control it.
Right.
Okay. And so, but if you want to do an equal exchange of power, then you connect with somebody or some people who feel the same way about you that you do about them energetically.
Mm.
Okay. Right. And then what that means is, you know, this person is going to protect you, your interests, and they're going to consider you. You're going to do the same to them.
Right.
You guys are you guys are intertwined mentally that way.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So guess what that means? You both still protected.
Right.
But now, instead of protecting yourself, you protect each other.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? With an abundance of love.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay? And so you no longer have to hold it all. You can give it, and somebody's giving it to you. So you can love and still be protected if you strategize it properly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if your standards is right, if your energy is right, you know what I mean? Your management is right, because somebody can match that. Mm. Right?
Right.
And we are giving things to people who can't match us, so we're frustrated. We don't want to date no more. And, you know, people really glamorizing that being single is the popular thing to do. Like, it's a badge of honor. Yeah. All that really means is that you really haven't met nobody whose energy that you was able to match.
Right.
Either because you didn't know yourself.
Right.
Or either because you knew yourself but didn't really fully, you know, honor the terms of your own energy and your own standards.
Right.
And you put somebody in a position they shouldn't have been in. If these people are not in this position, they don't really have the power to hurt you or affect you in that way that would make you become distant against the entire opposite sex.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And so, go ahead, bro.
I was gonna say to pull it back to where people got to take into account, you know, their doing, which is essentially what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that your idea, whatever your idea of that exchange is supposed to be, that it's the same language that you're speaking, right? People talk about the love languages.
Right.
Because I think there's a lot of people, they get caught up in not understanding that if this person, something to you or me that might seem regular as hell, for this person might be their display. That's them showing. That's
okay,
them showing. But because to you, that's nothing. It can get minimized. Then that person really is like, okay, well, I mean, this is my way of trying to show love. So it's some of those conversations, right? Up front of kind of investing, like, what are the ways that you show? Like, those are things, points that people got to kind of touch on in the beginning in relationships. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or be aware enough if it's not a conversation to pick up on what do they do when they're showing love to other people, not just you, but mm-hmm. like what's consistent right. about the way. Is it them showing up? Is it gifts? Is it, you know, a phone call and staying on the phone for an hour? You know what I mean? Like figuring right. those pieces, because I think there is a lot of miscommunication based on interpretation.
Right.
Mm. And yeah. people that lost out probably on having something great. Mm-hmm. but speaking a different language in there. Mm. And just because somebody doesn't necessarily speak the same love language that you do or the right. same whatever, you know, it doesn't mean that you guys can't work.
You can't work.
It's going
right.
to take some extra effort and understanding right. and actually digging to understand what is being put out there. Now, the energy is always going to be, like, the energy is there. So you right. can feel that. I think that's yeah, what some people, right. when we don't understand why they're together, and it's like,
right.
they have something energetically, and it mm-hmm. might not even be good.
Right.
right, yeah, right? Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
there's an energy there that works. And I think, though, I definitely, because I've seen it play out, you know, many times, and even thinking of myself of these things, of having to really break down and like, what is this show? But then realizing things that might be a struggle for me to show, you know, the thinking of being younger and being like these certain type of affections that may have just been something that everybody you dealt with, right. this is how they operate.
Hmm.
That doesn't say anything about how my feelings are, you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
What this actually mm-hmm. means. Same thing, friendships and, you know, friendships, relationships with family, mm-hmm. just understanding, trying to understand better. Some people
right.
you're going to hit, like you meet people and it's like, bro, we're the same.
Right.
like,
yeah.
Yeah. we're the same. So yeah. when you have those kind of connections, those are the easiest, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
But just because it's easy doesn't mean that's how that always goes. It's, sometimes right. it's that going back to that idea of the
yes.
effort.
The
work,
effort. Yes,
the things
work.
You put into it
yeah.
to help turn it into that.
Right.
Because you guys may have been speaking the wrong language, but as soon as you start to understand, now if you're always yeah. talking Russian to me and I'm sitting here like, what? Until
right.
I start to pick up on some words of Russian, right. and then it's like, oh, you've been saying nice things to me the whole time. I thought you were just right. being aggressive.
Right.
but
yeah.
now that I know what
right.
you're saying,
right.
oh, I get it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think that's something that, you know, definitely yeah. take in. Your energy is always going to be there. I think that underlying feeling of how they make you feel,
right.
that plays the bigger piece,
mm-hmm.
but also understanding sometimes too that the way that somebody's communicating their love, their affection, their respect
right.
may be different from the way that you understand it.
Right.
You know,
of
think
course.
About other countries right. where looking somebody in the right. eye is disrespectful.
Right.
Here, that's a standard, or you're being disrespectful if you can't look
right.
me in my face. You know what I mean? So
right.
understand, is that person being disrespectful? Is that person actually? Some things are outright. Don't get me wrong. Like,
right.
Right. I'm not making excuses for just
right.
crap humans, but also, if it's in your mind something that's even worth double thinking about, then think about it a little longer and a little harder.
Right.
And take a look at yourself and see, is there something that I can? Now, if you've done all these trying to figure it out,
right.
and this person's telling you, no, that's not it, then yeah, then it's a strikeout. But
right.
just if it's worth it, or you feel like it's worth it, seems like it should be worth it because there's yeah. something in you telling you it is,
right.
follow that and see.
Right.
And have that open discussion. How many of us, I mean, maybe us because of the type of conversations we have, but how many people are asking people, like, you know, what is your love? Like, what makes you feel happy? What makes you feel like you're secure, you're taken care of? What are those things?
Right.
Not just
right.
the generic, what are you looking for in a boyfriend? And like all that goofy
right.
stuff, like
right.
actually
yeah.
hitting
deeper.
On something.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if more time was taken out up front with that, because you'll get that in the front, right? So that's usually our first time of meeting somebody, rather as friends or whatever. You're getting
right.
like the semi-representative and sometimes the full representative.
Right.
So you get that information. Make a note if you have to. Again, reference
right.
points.
Right. yeah.
yeah. and balance.
Yep.
And then ask
yeah.
those same questions. And of course, people develop and grow, so answers change. Like the place that I wanted to go, you know, on vacation a year ago may be different now. Doesn't
oh,
mean,
yeah,
you know, I'm different
yeah.
and I know more. So, but see how that compares. But again, if you're having those conversations and having that kind of dialogue, there's less to be like thrown off. Thinking about simple, I don't care about your favorite color, right?
Mm-hmm.
In my life, as far as I'm from a like teenager, why is your favorite color your favorite color? Explain that to me.
Hmm.
Right?
And you start to see just really what's under there,
right.
how things, how information is brought in, how experiences are brought in, how
right.
that stuff is processed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's just having to kind of shoot there and not miss out on some great experiences,
right.
Some great relationships
right.
based on speaking a foreign language. And for the listeners, I'm air quoting, but speaking a foreign language to each other
right.
when that's really the only thing that's separating, like the perfect union.
Right.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just to take that. And again, don't spin these and these words that I've been putting out there and turning it into right. your excuse for why you stand and crappy stuff.
Right. You know when the energy tells you to leave, but right. you know, and again, like I said in one of our other shows, you know, I believe if the vibes is right, if you can feel it, you said you can feel the energy,
yeah.
and that's
yeah.
kind of worth, you know, going a bit deeper into the love languages and yeah. saying, you know, I want to make sure you feel good.
Right.
You know, and yeah. the thing is, and that goes back to, you know, protecting each other and actually caring and wanting to care, you know, because if a person is not connected to you on that level, they don't really care what is going to make you feel better. Right. That doesn't concern them, and it never has. Right. Whatever's holding you together is much less than anything mental.
Hey. Right.
You know, yeah, and so, and that's something
porking,
that we,
porking,
that's
porking.
Something we have to just keep in consideration. So all again, right. we got 5 minutes left, or maybe, well, how many we got left for?
Three even.
Oh, yeah, she cut me down 2 minutes. But man, we don't want y'all to forget to come check us out this Friday. It's very important that you guys show up so we can connect with you on a deeper level, a more personal level. And again, the main reason is to say thank you. I mean, me and Ken could have celebrated ourselves somewhere else. You know, right. but we wanted to get you guys involved so you can actually, you know, get it, you know, just get in touch with us and you know, talk to us about some of the things maybe you didn't want to call in about or the things you didn't want to email about, you know, and, you know, just connect, you know, maybe even a toast. You know, it's been a great right. it's been a great year, you know, and this show has been an extreme blessing. I know to me and probably Ken too, I'm guessing, and anybody else who's been in this room while we've been doing this, mm-hmm. man, like so much great information, transparent information, clear information, open-minded information, profound information have all been just distributed throughout this room for the last, you know, 13, 14 months, man. And, you know, we couldn't be more happy with being a part of this and being able to put this together and yeah. just kind of having the effect on the community that we have. And we definitely want to go deeper with it. We want to get you guys more involved. We are avidly working on ways to, you know, get you guys in tune with us on a deeper level. So thank you so much for that.
Bam, you can't even follow that up. That was great.
Now
that
bye.
Was, that's good. Our show.
Now,
all right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, just remember, on Facebook, we have the Calculated Conversation Radio Show, Twitter at Calculated Talk, IG Calculated Conversation. Email calculatedconversation@gmail.com, website www.calculatedconversation.com, and we're here because there are certain things we just have to talk about.
Shaking hands and kissing babies coming to you
Express
Friday
yourself.
Now I'm living in correctional facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. For the pop chart, so where should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track,
what up,
drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow, expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend, the records are spinning again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end, watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians cuss at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio. Here in WA and say, hell no.
as you make a note to
spread the sound.
This is KBOO Portland.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the color she choose. A club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the color she choose. A club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the color she choose. A club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the color she choose. A club going up.